USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The confirmed death toll in Hawaii's wildfires climbing to 89 as of last night. It's now the deadliest fire in the U.S. in over 100 years. Governor Josh Green said in a news conference yesterday, those numbers will continue to go up. Search and rescue operations continue in the hard-hit resort town of Lahaina, which was virtually destroyed. Hawaii's Attorney General conducting an official review into the state's slow response to that fast-moving wildfire. The probe will also focus on the lack of warning sirens. Donald Trump making the rounds.
The GOP frontrunner pressed the flesh at the Iowa State Fair. Despite a large lead in polls, not everyone wants to see Trump back in the White House.
I liked what Trump could do if he just kept his mouth shut. Right? So that was the thing. And so he's not a good leader. I liked his philosophies and what he was trying to accomplish, but the way he went about it, not good.
This Iowan, however, still has his back.
I voted for Trump the first two times. If he's the candidate, I will definitely vote for him again. I think it would be nice to have somebody come in with less drama and trauma.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
President Biden will be in Wisconsin this week. Biden scheduled to visit Milwaukee Tuesday, 8 days before Republican presidential candidates gather there for the first debate of the 2024 election cycle. The White House said in a release that Biden will deliver remarks on how Bidenomics is investing in America to grow the economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. This will be Biden's sixth visit as president to Wisconsin, which is one of a handful of swing states. Toyota recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with the fuel line. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Members of the next NBA Hall of Fame class were speaking to the media this weekend before yesterday's ceremony. The Spurs' Tony Parker asked about being inducted alongside his coach, Greg Popovich.
You just can't get rid of him. Like, I'm like, really? You have to put Pop in the same Hall of Fame than me? I was like...
This is the first time that a player and his coach have been inducted into the Hall of Fame together. Over the weekend, Catherine McPhee quickly and cryptically canceled the final two shows of her musical tour through Asia with her husband David Foster, citing a horrible tragedy in our family that required her to return to the U.S. While the singer and music producer have yet to further comment, TMZ is reporting that the alleged tragic event that took place was that the couple's nanny, who was charged with her 2-year-old son, Rennie, unexpectedly died. Now, it's unknown whether or not she was caring for the child when that happened or what the circumstances of her death were. The tragedy clearly shaking the singer and her husband, who allegedly considered their nanny to be family. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton, has collaborated with Roblox to create the Hamilton Simulator. You can play through the musical to help you fight against the British and create America. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this